And how about you personally? What's the difference that it makes in your life?
I use classical quite a bit when I'm working. I work as a writer. And to have something in the background there, which is this influence, I can't understand how people live with their TV on. And that's their background. That's their company. It's totally jarring. It's dissonant. It's interruptive, you know, disruptive. Classical and jazz both. They can, you know, it's this very nice companion. You know, there's something, it's intelligent, it's well thought out, it's like I say, it comes from a deeper feeling. And it's tremendous, you know, it's a tremendous environment, a perfect environment to work in for, you know, for mental activity, because it puts you in more into a long form mode of thinking, as opposed to a, you know, short form, ding, 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 now, that whole, which 90% of the rest of our environment is hitting us like that. You know, it's like pulling on you. No, look over here. No, look over here. No, look over here. You know, no, forget about that. Look over here. A scientist or someone who has studied this on a brainwave, you know, level could talk about this much more specifically and intelligently. But, you know, we can all tell the difference. I remember when I was working on this classical station in Miami, in WTMI, it was an incomparable feeling to sit in this studio with these gigantic speakers. It was like ideal sound. And it was like swimming in this ocean, you know, it had to have been a saltwater ocean, that, right? You didn't have to really make a lot of effort to swim. It was keeping you up, you know, it was buoyant, right? But it was really just swimming in this incredible ocean of sound that just swept around you and swirled around you. And just, to me, it puts you in such a nice attitude. It puts you such a nice frame of mind. And it's so much what our world right now, our culture, our society could use. Because everybody's just pinging off, you know, whatever the loudest and latest ping was, right? And this just completely brings you, you know, to the slower moving, more rational, more, you know, it's like you can think. When your mind is a little more calm and evened out and kind of harmonized, you know, by all this, it's like you can think more clearly. You're not just immediately, you're not reactive. You're not stuck in that reactive mode. No, you're stopping and thinking, okay, what do I want to do right now? It completely supports that kind of, you know, frame of mind. It's calming, it's pacific, it's soothing, but it's also stimulating on a mental level. It kind of wakes things up, you know, because of what it's pinging off of.
Actually, I was going to ask you about who your guys are. One of your favorite pieces. What's the piece? What's the experience? What's the effect?
Mm-hmm. The first two, besides the fact that when I was little, my mom used to play some classical music. She had a handful of albums, and they were like greatest hits, you know, 3 or 4 minute, you know, type things. So from an early age, we were hearing that. Then when I started getting into classical myself, the two pieces were La Mer and Rite of Spring. And of course, those are two totally different, you know, the opposite ends of the spectrum there within, you know, in that world. Debussy, to me, still, and particularly his piano music, it still sounds so creative, so fresh, so new, you know. It's like, it's amazing to me. It really is, you know. Here's stuff that was written 100 years ago now, a little over 100 years ago, most of his stuff. And it still has this sparkling, new quality to it. You know, how is that? Because so few people followed that path, right? Because it was so individual, you know, that nobody could. And that's why it still sounds so creative, you know, so fresh to me.